20-year-old Liz Jane moved to Reno from Las Vegas several months ago. She immediately got a job to work at Tesla's battery factory, preparing cooling tubes. Students at the Reynolds School of Journalism talked to Jane about her job to get a behind-the-scenes view of what it's like to work at Tesla's massive gigafactory. Here's her story.
I've seen Elon Musk one time. He went over and watched the process of how one machine works and basically was like, this is how you fix it, fixed it, and made it like 110% more efficient. And he's really scary to be around. Like, your heart is like beating out of your chest and you're like, please go away.
My name is Liz Jane.
I work as a production associate. When you start at Tesla, you're either a production associate or a material handler, if you're starting from the very bottom.
Elon Musk is like the main guy, you know? It makes you a little scared, like, oh, like he walks around and he just fires engineers. Like, he's just like, you're not doing a good job, get out of here. And you're just like, oh, I'm a nobody.
I just moved to Reno 3 months ago. I met a few friends through a friend. Online while playing video games, and they told me about the opportunities at Tesla, so I decided to apply, and I ended up getting the job, obviously. But it's also very difficult working overnights. Being able to go into Tesla kind of makes me feel like how I felt when I went into a military base. My dad was in the Air Force for 32 years, so they're about, like, I wouldn't say the same level of security, but they are very secretive about, like, exact things that are going on in there. I am walking up the stairs, coming from the cafeteria to go up a floor to where I work. My room is huge. It is a factory. It's got huge ceilings and everything is, like, white. Except for the floors, which are gray, and then everything is taped to where it should be. So everything is super organized all the time. And that's very important for safety. Working at Tesla, they do make you sign an agreement to be a little secretive. So I can't explain exactly what I do, but Tesla Gigafactory is split up into three sections. There's Panasonic, Tesla, and Valeo. So Valeo is what I work under, and Valeo makes the cooling tubes for the electric cars, and also energy plates for the big semis that Tesla comes out with. At midnight, we get our lunch break that's 30 minutes, and everything's composable, like the forks, the cups, even like the plastic cups. They're made out of corn instead of like plastic. So yeah, it's kind of cool how they're like going green. Like, they make sure everything about the factory is green. Basically, at the end of my shift, they have a thing against drains in my floor because we're under construction. So we have sinks, but no drains. So any, like, water or anything we use, we have to shop back. Working 12 hours, it's kind of crazy. It's a lot to get used to. I think I might someday drive a Tesla myself if I have the money to.
That story was produced by Christian Romero, a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism during the NPR Next Generation radio program. He says this story attracted him for reasons that go beyond shedding light on what it's like to work at the Tesla Gigafactory.
I think my favorite thing about her story is the fact that she's working at the Gigafactory, which is a job that I feel like most people, that's almost like an end place or that's where they aspire to work to. But she's using it as a way to save up money to go to college, to like work to something greater. So I like that she kind of has this hero arc about her.
Christian's work is part of a series called Overnight Stories from Reno. Learn more at KUNR.org.